Whereas Shaquille Phillips has been hired as director of summer recreation effective July 5th, 2022, and whereas he worked June 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 29th, and 30th in his capacity as director of summer recreation, so therefore we the Catskill Town Board hereby authorize pay for those days worked total of 20.5 hours, that is $21 per hour.
Motion.
Motion by Paul.
Second.
Second by Jared, all in favor?
Aye.
Whereas the town of Catskill, village of Catskill, and Catskill Central School District have a summer recreation program, whereas applications were received and interviews scheduled for rec director, rec leaders, and rec assistants, whereas the following persons were hired, this would be available. Therefore, we the Catskill Town Board approve the hiring of the named individuals for summer rec program.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
I abstain. Motion carried. Next is Bridge New York Culvert Project. That's the reason for that.
No.
I'm going to look down to
resolve
that the town of Catskill hereby agrees to, that town of Catskill hereby commits that construction of the project shall begin no later than 24 months after the award of construction phase of the project shall be completed within 3 months, and it is further resolved that the supervisor of the town of Catskill, the town council of the town of Catskill is hereby authorized to execute all necessary agreements, certifications, or reimbursements requested with New York State DOT or state aid and or Bridge New York funding on behalf of the town of Catskill and in connection with advancement or approval of the project and providing for the administration of the project and the municipality's funding of the project cost. And it is further resolved that the town of Catskill will be responsible for all maintenance of the project, and it is further resolved that a certified copy of this resolution be filed with the New York State Commissioner of Transportation by attaching it to all necessary agreements in connection with the project, and it is further resolved this resolution shall take effect immediately.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn, second by Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. All right, correspondence. We received a letter from New York State Park and Rec Historic Preservation, Captain Joseph Allen, 210 Jefferson. Notice from Greene County Board of Elections, special election will be held Tuesday, August 23rd. Letter from Dieter Drake, event director for tour of Catskill Sites and Race, be held Saturday, August 13th. They are going to use Manville Road. Letter from Leeds Hose Company number 1, pushes to schedule a meeting to discuss joint fire contract. Continuing business, Mid-Hudson Cable franchise agreement. Do we have that? Are we ready to vote on that?
Yeah.
I don't have a copy.
Motion to allow the supervisor to sign the franchise agreement.
Motion by Jerry to allow the supervisor to sign the franchise agreement.
Second.
Second by Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Right, I'm going to consult on that for the bridge. Public library, common bill for kids program, the Richard Kramer, Wednesday, July 20th. When is the Baptist Church using the
bridge? It's going to be, I think they're going to be overlapping.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, the field's bigger.
Yeah, they want to be by the playground.
Oh. Kind of a motion.
As long as you write the proper checks.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Use of town road. Try to find an outfall man. Where is this road?
That's going to be on High Falls Road. Just a little tiny part of High Falls Road. High Falls Road.
Motion.
Motion by Paul, that they provide the proper insurance.
Second.
By Jared, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Judge Jacobs, you are up, sir.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'm here for two things. First one, first and foremost, why I want to actually be here is our court, we just had another court security guy leave. He said he may be back, but I don't know for sure. He's taken a while off. That leaves us with two people, all of me. And two is not enough because they don't all want to do it every single week. So I put a memo out to the security guys over the county building, the sheriff's department, the Catskill PD, and the short answer is nobody wants to work for our local pay. We currently pay, we guarantee the first 2 hours at $30 an hour and $15 an hour every hour after that. It's been like, I don't know how long it's been like that, but it's been there for the 7.5 years I've been here. It's been exactly the same. I did some checking. The going rate for armed security people right now is between $35 and $40 an hour. So I did some number crunching, and I'm proposing that we raise it to $40 an hour across the board. I do not have to adjust my budget. There's $7,500 in my line item for security, and if I do the math correct, so far this year, in 2022, we've burned 85 hours. So if you double that for the second half of the year, that's 170 hours times 40 hours comes to $6,800, which is still below our budget. End of 2019, right about the beginning of the pandemic, we cut down from 2 officers to 1 officer. So that's why I have the extra money in the budget, or the enough money in the budget. So, and I don't anticipate that we're going to have to raise it next year, or maybe in the last couple of years, because I got $7,500 and it's calculating out to about $6,800. So I'm hoping that if we raise it, we're going to get some people that's going to want to work. Judge Polito and myself, neither one of us are comfortable without any security. I don't like to put a panic in anybody, and I hope that nothing ever happens, but given what's going on in this country with mass shootings and everything, I do firmly believe that it could very well happen in this community. And I think we should be prepared for it, or at least secure against it. So it's not just us, it's the people that come here, it's the building, the whole building on that day, there's people in and out of here. And just for a side note, I've already had to get off the bench at least once and help the troopers when the guy who got violent in this courtroom. No gun involved, but I had to help him. So that's my proposal. I would like to raise the security officer's salary, and it's 1099, we're all 1099, so we don't do taxes or anything. $40 an hour just across the board. Every court session averages 2.5 to 3 hours.
Now, there's the security, the county building is a company, right?
No.
No.
It's state.
No. It's all run to the sheriff's department.
Sheriff's department.
It's all run to all that.
So we can't just contract the sheriff's department to provide us?
Well, we could contract a private company, but I guarantee it's going to cost us more than $40 an hour.
Yeah.
You know? Because now, not only do they have to pay the guy,
if you had a contract with somebody, then you don't have to say that calls them sick. Then you have to scramble to get somebody who works security.
Well,
whereas the company handles it, and you don't have to.
Prior to the pandemic, we never really had an issue because we had a pool of about 5 or 6 people. And if somebody couldn't make it, they all knew the court schedules. They don't really change them. So they'd come in and they'd pick out, okay, I can work this day. We've never really had a problem. And luckily, because we cut down from 2 to 1, we continue not to have a problem. And nobody's really, we've lost some guys that just quit, went over there and worked. So now Warren wants to take some time off, which only leaves me with nobody, because the other two
work
evenings because they can work evenings. I work days, right. So it's not easy to find somebody. Anyway, so the short answer is no. I mean, it's not cheaper to hire out, so.
I just wasn't sure if it was easier for scheduling if we just had a company and you just tell them these are the days I need.
Well, and I think, I don't know, I think from our perspective, the town's perspective too, I think we're better off, and we have better control over who's coming in, who's not coming in. Because I make sure everybody has a permit, they have the security training, or they're a police officer, and I do all that stuff before anybody gets hired to come in and go over the government. Back when I initiated that, because it wasn't always done, I actually had a couple. I had one guy that threw a holy fit, and he finally left because he wasn't certified. And he insisted he didn't have to be certified because he retired such and such, and I argued with him. And I was right, and he's not here. So, you know, it's a liability. So I want people to be trained. So that's my proposal.
I make a motion.
Well, the money wise is that's your decision.
So,
but you're still within your budget amount, so that
yes.
If we were going above the budget, I would think we would have to say something.
Well, I agree.
No, it still changes pretty bad. Yeah.
So it's going to be $40 for the first 2 hours and then an hour after that?
Correct.
So it's just a flat $40.
And I will guarantee you in the first 2 hours. Because, you know, to get somebody to come over here for, say, 45 minutes for something, they're not going to do that either.
Yeah, all right. So. All right, motion by Paul, second by Don. All in favor?
Aye.
And the only other thing I just wanted to check on, and I don't need the decision tonight, but I did submit a letter for a resolution for the judges to go to the conference this year, which is up in Saratoga. So I don't know if it's on the agenda tonight, but I just want to check.
I haven't seen it.
No? Okay.
When is it?
It's on the agenda. It's on the agenda.
Oh, it's on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get the agenda for some reason. I got all the resolutions, but not the agenda.
When is it?
It's
November, October 30th to November 2nd.
And how much? What's it?
Do you have that?
No, it doesn't state the price. It doesn't state the price.
Well, all right. I have a price in the office, but I can tell you this, that's also in place in the budget.
Yeah, I'm
not asking for something that I didn't have a budget for. If we go for two nights, I think I want to say it's around $1,500, somewhere in the neighborhood.
Is that the same training that the clerks are going to?
No, that's different. Yeah, it's different. We haven't been, well, Rick's never been to one, and I've been to two since I've been a judge, but pandemic hit, I didn't go. I went in 2018, I think, and I went maybe 16. I don't know every year.
Well, it's not till October we can put on a Wednesday, right?
Yeah, I don't have to make it tonight. I do need it kind of in advance, somewhat, because I have to do the paperwork, but
right.
I don't need it tonight. I just wanted to check. That's all I got.
That was easy.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything from the public?
Yep.
Thank you.
Anybody got anything from the public?
I'll just let you guys know that summer recreation went off good today for the first day. I'm leaving here to go buy a first aid kit so that they have one for when 1 o'clock comes and there's no nurse, just for Band-Aids or what have you, anything serious, obviously, 911 people.
We don't have
them. Hmm?
I'm surprised we don't have
them. Who?
I would assume George would have
them. I was going to say, George,
okay.
Kids.
Oh, I can't ask George.
Yeah.
Stop.
I was just going to go to Walmart and get one, but whatever. So I'll have that for them tomorrow. And we have field trip scheduled. Cooks, keep saying. Where is she? Is it Second Transport Label? No. I'm so confused because I've worked with like 17 different bus companies. I think it's Quick Second Transport. I'm going to go over the emails now. Anyway,
too bad. One. First student will do our transportation. And I told them where we're going and when we're going, just for the swim program. It's a good amount of change, but it'll be this rate whether the parents drop the kids off at the golf, you know, the golf course, or if the bus takes them, so the bus vans will take them. So the daily rate for the swim program is $473.94, and we're going swimming 9 times. Each group has 3 times to go swimming. And for the field trips, which would be the horse farm and the Hopewell so far, what we have committed to, it's $80.10 an hour with a 2-hour minimum. So those are the prices.
How many kids do we end up at?
95.
Wow.
And what's our total that we're up to so far?
I was just going to ask that.
Above.
Like how much above?
I would say probably, it's hard because it's a guess, because we're assuming everybody's working every day over the summer, and they're not. Some people are going away for 2 weeks, some people for 1 week, and of course people in between are going to let us know. So when I spoke with Kirsten last week, we were about $20,000 over. But on the flip side of that, it's that it's the kids have eyes on them.
Is that $20,000 over the $20,000 that the community center was donating?
Yeah.
So we're calling $100,000.
About 70 something, 70 almost 80.
Oh, so we're not that hard because we had 50.
No, we did 30.
No, we did 30 this year.
Oh. Now we're gonna be 50 plus.
Yeah, so we need to put the brakes on this.
Does
no
this,
more.
Does this figure you just gave? Sorry, but because we're paying half of the swimming, or is it swimming 15? They're paying 5. We're paying 10.
No, we're paying 5.
We're paying half of the swimming, mm-hmm. half of the bowling.
Yeah. And that wasn't when Kirsten went through everything. That wasn't even considered into it.
So we got to add.
Starting ground zero, we usually the busing that throws a chunk into the budget.
Yeah.
But then you have to have something to do with it. I mean, luckily the lady from Forlorn donated all the arts classes on it.
Yeah.
Because that would be expensive too.
We received all the other donations that were.
I'm not sure. Do you know this?
Do you mean the scholarship? To scholarships?
Yeah.
Also, there were, I think that was separate, though. Was the scholarship sort of a donation? Or was
private businesses said that they were going to donate towards the summer of what we're going to do.
I don't know if those checks came in.
I don't believe they received anything. There's also private people who said that they were going to, not businesses. Or maybe it was a business.
Yeah.
Probably. Not that I'm aware of.
Right, because that was part of the budget number that X amount of dollars were being donated.
Yep.
So I need to start collecting that money. Is it not?
I'll speak to people tomorrow.
That 20 that were over is going to turn into 30.
Yeah.
Do we need to go into the discussion about the other thing?
Here.
Anybody have anything else before we go into executive session? Discuss the personnel issue.
Are you watching the whole thing?
To include the town clerk.
Motion to enter executive session.
Yeah,
second. Motion to adjourn. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. Is there a copy of a resolution?
Not the hard copies, no.